Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Google the phrase Peace Institutes in the World, and you will be amazed at the number that exists today. Among them are the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, the Global Peace Institute, Peace Brigades International, and a host of others. They're all dedicated to what they call a scientific basis for permanent peace. Described by some as the science of human survival, these brain trusts are searching for a formula that will allow men to beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks, as Micah said would someday happen. If these institutes were held as public corporations, I'm not sure very many people would buy their stock. Why? The answer is obvious. But there's one thing for sure. No one will put the Peace Institutes out of business, at least until God says, "Enough, Gabriel, blow your horn." The sad reality is that peace seems to be as far away today as it was when Cain's heart was filled with evil and he killed his brother. Many people have hearts filled with unrest and turmoil. The director of a counseling center wrote, "The dark side of human experience and a global culture of hatred and chaos, punctuated recently by large-scale acts of atrocity, have left many adults and children with post-traumatic stress symptoms. It's not unusual to experience disrupted sleep patterns, irritability, difficulty sustaining attention, hypervigilance, and a general sense of vulnerability. It's not just our fear of what terrorists may do, or what North Korea may do, or Israel or her Arab enemies are doing. That's only the surface. Like the tough onion skin which you peel layer by layer to reveal layers of stress in our homes, our offices, our families, our churches, and our schools. It's like a societal dysfunction. Yes, you can keep the doors locked and deadbolted. With narrowed eyes of suspicion, you can scan a crowd or check out fellow passengers as you board a bus or an airplane. You can look with suspicion at the stranger in your neighborhood, but you cannot escape. So how do you face the uncertainties? Here's a more important question. Are you God's child? If you are and your heart is overwrought with turmoil, you need the peace and tranquility that can come to you because you know God is still in control. You know He loves you and has not forsaken you. With the cross looming on the horizon, Jesus met with the disciples and calmly said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I don't give it to you as the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled and don't be afraid." Mark those words in your Bible. Write them on a card. Put it on your mirror where you can see it as you start the day. You'll find them in your New Testament in John 14, verse 27. Here's a picture to remember. A contest was held to find an artist who could best represent peace in the midst of a storm. The winning painting depicted a raging storm with winds blowing, the boughs of trees bending with the gale of the wind and the rain. But on a branch of a tree was a bird's nest, and with her feathers of protection spread over the nest were three tiny birds, oblivious to the storm because of the mother's wing. Here's the bottom line. As God's child, you can face the storm, knowing you are sheltered by the Almighty, no matter how strongly the winds blow.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.